Well, the first thing I want to start this evening is saying that thank all of you for coming to our home, my beautiful wife and my home, to hear God's word. It's not about just coming to see us, but it's coming to see one another. And we have a common reason for being here, and that's to hear God's word, to worship God's word, to praise him, and to pray and love one another. Amen?
Amen.
So what I wanted to share with you tonight is something that we've been doing ever since you got to know the Lord and made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. It's just not talked about in the way I'm going to share it with you tonight, but it's from God's Word. You've probably heard of this, but excuse me, we're going to get into it a little bit deeper. The title of tonight's sharing is Resting in God's Rest. Resting in God's Rest. God gave us a physical body that through his design we all need rest. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That we rest is important so that we can function, be strong, and to be alert with that strength. But I want to talk about a rest that is equally important, if not more, and that is our spiritual rest. You might be asking, I've heard of that before, but what exactly is spiritual rest? We will see that shortly. Even Almighty God rested. Even Almighty God rested. So, let's start by going to Genesis, if you would. Chapter 2 of Genesis, we'll start in verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. So you see, God did a lot of stuff in a fairly short amount of time that even all humanity could never do that. But why did he do that? For our enjoyment. For our enjoyment. Go to Exodus chapter 20. And when you get there, go down to verse 11. And I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. It opens it up a little bit more. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day, he what?
Rested.
Rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. It wasn't a reason to have a party or go to a ball game. It was special to the Father because all that he accomplished for us, he made it holy. Now in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 2, the Hebrew word Sabbath or Shabbat comes from this rest that we just saw several times. Mentioned here also that God rested from all he did. God took time to enjoy his work and creation. And you know what? We need to do the same. And I believe we are. I don't know about you, but when I'm out driving to work or coming home, I've seen some of the most gorgeous sunsets you could ever possibly try and paint. But you know what I do? I thank the Father, the master artist. And why did he do that? He could have just made a light blue sky and a story. But no, he gave us colors. He gave us mountains. He gave us seas. We just read this. He created all this for us to be blessed in. He didn't say, like, if you were going shopping for clothes, get those cut-off shorts. They're good at Goodwill because they don't cost much. And throw on that tank top. No, God gave us the best clothes to wear. Okay? And his creation of the universe should be a reminder to us all what God had created. So when you go outside, the next time you look at the mountain or you see the ocean, say, thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me such a really neat home for now. For now. God took time to enjoy his work and creation, and we need to do the same. Moses, we'll see, speaking here in Exodus, is what, well, let's just go to Exodus chapter 16, 23. Exodus 16 and in verse 23. Now, everything we've read up to this point is in the Old Testament. But you know what? That's where it all started, way back when, as we'll see. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord. Bake. You know what? Let me back up. Let me do this in the NLT. You'll understand this a little bit easier. He told them, this is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow will be a day of complete rest, a holy Sabbath day set apart for the Lord. We'll see in a moment what it means by for the Lord. So bake or boil as much as you want today and set it aside what is left for tomorrow. Verse 24. So they put some aside until morning, just as Moses had commanded. And in the morning, the leftover food was wholesome and good without maggots or odor, I should say. Which is a good thing if you're going to eat it. God was providing for the children of Israel here. He was providing for the children of Israel, and Moses and Aaron led them through the wilderness. You've heard of that story before, being in the wilderness. And was the first time God mentions in the scriptures that the seventh day is a holy Sabbath. It's a holy Sabbath. And to worship the Lord, and he says, no other God. No other God. They have their own day. My day is the Sabbath day. Worship me. It was a holy Sabbath, meaning that it was designed to be a day of rest, a spiritual rest. And to see how God provides. He does that today. He provides. Thank you, Lord. As I mentioned earlier, God rested from all he did, and God, as we know, is spirit. He wasn't resting because he was experiencing cramps. He wasn't resting because he needed more sleep. Not our God. His divine creation and all that he did was good, as you can read, not now, but in Genesis chapter 1, verses 4, 10, 12, 18, 21, 25, and 31. You can read about it there. Now, man can enjoy his spiritual rest, a day of worshiping for the Father, and we can be thankful. That day is set apart for us to rest. Rest in the Lord and be thankful for what he has done. That's what his intentions were. For all his creation and what he does for you and I today. We're not living in the Old Testament. We're alive and breathing today. And so we're thankful for today. Today. Which, by the way, is for all of God's family. All of his family. Let's read Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1. Hebrews 4, 1. I hope this is giving you a little bit of insight as we go along here. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. So can we come short of it? Yes, God says that. But he wants us to rest in his rest. He's encouraging us to do that. Don't miss out. This is what I command you to do. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why? Let's read on. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. He's reiterating what he said in Genesis. Verse 5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they do, whom it was first preached, entered not in because of what? Unbelief. If you're following me, unbelief. Verse 7, again, he limiteth a certain day. God's picking out a certain day, saying, in David today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoke of another day? There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So, verse 11 starts off by saying, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, that any man fall after the same example of unbelief. You see, when God created the Sabbath day, the day of rest, back then, they were to stop what they were doing and take that time to thank God and be thankful. That's what we do today. Yeah, some of us work on Sundays. That's a given. But generally speaking, we have the Sabbath day. We call it Sunday fellowship today. But it's a day that we take time to just chill and rest, but at the same time worship and thank the Father for all that he's done and that he is doing. In verse 2, the word they heard, the good news of forgiveness and a promised joy, did not profit them because it was not united with faith. They weren't believing in what God told them. Who higher than God needs to convince you of that? Because it was not united with faith in those who heard it. They doubted God's promise. They did not have faith in his promise to give them a better future than they had in Egypt. They wanted the old life. Frown. They wanted to go back to the old life. Because when they're in the wilderness, things happen. But God still provided. He still provided. So, the Sabbath rest is to be enjoyed and to be thankful with continual praise for all that God has done for his children and is doing today. Today. As we call into remembrance his creation. Let's go to Exodus 20:11, please. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. That holds fast today. Okay, that holds fast today. And we need to grab onto that and not use it to catch up on this and that, but to take time out for God. Yeah, we do that throughout the day. I do. We do that throughout the day. But there's a day when the family of God gets together to praise and worship him and to learn of his ways, his thoughts. And so we set aside that day to do so. That's resting in God. Resting allows us to call to our mind and heart the praise God deserves and to revive our bodies and spirit. To revive our bodies and spirit. It's sort of like you're taking a shower to get the junk of the world off of you. There's nothing more we can do, especially knowing that Jesus Christ has completed our redemption. It's not like God on the sixth day says, okay, this is where I'm stopping. Okay, mankind, now finish creating things. No, God gave us everything we needed then and we need today. So all this stuff, oh, there's going to be a big nuclear war and mankind, don't think those thoughts. Think about being very blessed and thankful for what he does for us today in your individual lives and as a family of God. God's taking care of us. We hear that in the manifestations. We see that and read that in his word. And I trust you hear God talking to you about some of this stuff. We can rest with, again, worshiping, knowing this truth. Amen?
Amen.
So, here this evening, as we do on our Sunday mornings, we can enjoy our spiritual rest and praise that our amazing God and Father, as a family together, the family of God is right now present, and we can enjoy our amazing God and what He does for us as He has set aside a day of Sabbath. I think it's also called Shabbat. But either way, it's so that God's family can focus on thanking Him for all that He's done. Again, this is resting in God's rest, and Jesus finished the rest for you and I. And now we can be thankful with the praise as we are awaiting the eternal rest. Think about that. We're waiting for the eternal rest. As mankind can set aside time to worship Him and rediscovers covenantal love and faithfulness towards His children. Today, like I mentioned a moment ago, we can all be thankful for what God does for us in our particular needs. We went in our room and prayed about stuff that we need from the Father. Okay? I tell you this with love in my heart to you. When you pray and you're asking for God's help, ask Him looking towards the expected and the desired outcome. God knows the problem and the situation. If someone's got this and that going on, just, Father, I pray for Sally for her illness. God knows. And then look forward, look ahead to her being delivered. Okay? And if God is going to create the heavens and the earth, the sea, the ocean, the fish, everything we breathe and see, why do you think He did that? He did that for us. Thank you, Leslie. For our comfort, for our enjoyment. God didn't send us to a car lot, oh, buy the Yugo. No. He said, buy that Bugatti or Maserati. I want you to have the best. If any of you get one of those in the next few days, let me know. But nonetheless, God has set up a life for us to have, and we see this in His Word, a more than what? Abundant life, right? We ask Him for things, and He gives us above what we can think or pray for. Does that mean God knows everything? Why do I need to pray? Why do I need to go to Sunday fellowship, Monday night fellowship, Wednesday fellowship, and so on and so forth? Because God wants to hear from you. He wants that dialogue. And part of our dialogue should be, thank you, Father, for what you've created. And now I'm going to rest in you, Lord, because there's nothing I can do to improve it. Jesus Christ did what He did. He's finished. He gave us that redemption, right? So tonight, I just wanted to share with you that Sunday, we call it today. Back then, it was Sabbath day or Shabbat in some other words. But it simply means that we set aside time, as God has instructed and commanded us to do, to worship Him and to be thankful. God, when He got finished, He kicked back and says, wow, this is not a bad earth. You know, I think my children are going to be blessed. I think there's going to be someone that wants to ride that big wave with this board they call a surfboard. I think this other person's going to be having a ball coming down the snow on the mountain. I believe that someone's going to have enjoyment just taking a walk. Or George and Leslie, what do you call it, getting grounded? Right? Getting grounded. Those are all things that we do on the very earth God created. On the very earth He blessed us with. That's what the Sabbath is all about. That's what the rest in the Lord is. To acknowledge this to the Father and to truly have the perfect spiritual and peaceful rest that God intended us to have. So, this is what I wanted to share with you tonight. And again, when you wake up tomorrow morning, scratch that. When you go to sleep tonight, maybe take a peek at the stars before you shut your eyes. Or the moon. And say, thank you, Father, for giving me a beautiful evening too. Not just daytime. God's got a name for every star up there. Okay? Because He was into what He was creating. It tells the story of our Father. But that's another story for another day. I'm here to share with you guys, my brothers and sisters, the love of God and what He's done because of how much He loves us, and what we can enjoy because how much He loves us, what we can share because how much He loves us. So we get together like tonight to worship Him, to praise Him, to learn a little bit more about what He says in His Word for us to understand and to appreciate. So I'm going to close with a prayer right now. And again, I hope that gives you something to think about and something to actually do in your lives and in your days. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your perfect creation, Father. Yeah, man might mess it up here and there, but still it doesn't void what you've created. And thank you for setting aside special that day for us to worship you, to have rest in you, and to know what you've done by simply opening up our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our nose, our ears, to enjoy it all, Father. And we just thank you for each person here and their lives and how they can share this news with others, whether it's in the family of God or someone who simply is asking, why is the moon so beautiful? Why are the stars so twinklish? Why are the sunsets full of beautiful colors? Because Almighty God did that, Father. You did that so that we can enjoy our home here as we await Jesus Christ's return. And so I thank you for each person and each heart here tonight. All in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.